This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Mental health conditions and low income create dual health risks, Danish study reveals. Mental health conditions and low income operate as independent risk factors that combine to create concentrated disease burden among economically disadvantaged populations, according to a comprehensive Danish cohort study published in The Lancet Public Health. The nationwide analysis tracked participants from 2000 to 2021 to examine how these factors additively increase the risk of developing subsequent physical health conditions. 2000 to 2021 study period. Analyzing the interaction between income and mental health conditions on physical health. Mental health and income, independent risk factors for physical disease. Study findings on the relationship between mental health status, income level, and physical health conditions. Denmark 2000 to 2021, independent mental health and income operate as separate risk factors additive. Combined effects increase disease burden additively, concentrated disease burden highest in economically disadvantaged with mental illness. Source, The Lancet Public Health, 2026. Georgian Medical Journal News, independent rather than synergistic effects. The research challenges assumptions about how mental health conditions and socioeconomic factors interact to influence physical health outcomes. Rather than creating synergistic effects where the combination is worse than the sum of parts, the study found these factors operate independently, but additively, according to the findings published in The Lancet Public Health. The study utilized Denmark's comprehensive national health registries to track individuals' mental health diagnoses, income levels, and subsequent development of physical health conditions. This methodology provides insight into long-term health trajectories across different socioeconomic strata, as documented in similar population health studies. Concentrated disease burden in vulnerable populations. The most significant finding relates to the concentrated disease burden experienced by individuals facing both mental health challenges and economic disadvantage. According to the study published in The Lancet Public Health, this population experiences elevated risks of developing subsequent physical health conditions. The research methodology involved analyzing registry data from Danish national databases, allowing researchers to examine relationships between socioeconomic factors, mental health status, and physical health outcomes over the 21-year study period. Healthcare system implications. The findings have implications for healthcare policy and service delivery models. The study suggests that traditional approaches addressing mental health and socioeconomic factors separately may be less effective than integrated strategies that recognize their combined impact on health outcomes. The study's longitudinal design, spanning more than two decades, provides evidence for policymakers considering long-term healthcare planning. This type of comprehensive epidemiological analysis offers insights for understanding population health dynamics and informing evidence-based interventions. Prevention and intervention strategies. The research suggests that effective interventions must address both mental health conditions and socioeconomic determinants simultaneously, according to the study authors. Single-factor approaches may miss opportunities to prevent the development of physical health conditions in high-risk populations. The Danish model of comprehensive health and social registries enabled this research and continues to inform evidence-based policy development. This approach to health system research demonstrates the value of investing in robust data infrastructure for population health monitoring and intervention development. Mental health conditions and low income seem to operate as independent, additive risk factors rather than synergistic ones, resulting in concentrated disease burden in economically disadvantaged populations with mental health conditions. The Lancet Public Health Study Findings, 2026 Key Takeaways: Mental health conditions and low income operate as independent rather than synergistic risk factors. Combined exposure results in concentrated disease burden in vulnerable populations. Integrated strategies addressing both mental health and socioeconomic determinants are needed to reduce medical morbidity. Frequently asked questions: how do mental health conditions relate to physical health problems? The Danish study tracked connections between mental health conditions and subsequent physical health conditions over 21 years, finding that mental health conditions operate as independent risk factors for developing physical health conditions. Why don't mental health and income amplify each other's health effects? According to the study findings, mental health conditions and low income operate as independent, additive risk factors rather than synergistic ones. This suggests they contribute to disease risk through separate pathways rather than amplifying each other's effects. What makes Denmark's health data unique for this type of research? Denmark maintains comprehensive national health registries that allowed researchers to track individuals over the 21-year study period from 2000 to 2021, providing robust data for understanding long-term health patterns across different populations. The research establishes evidence for developing integrated healthcare approaches that address both mental health conditions and socioeconomic determinants of health. The findings provide guidance for policy development and resource allocation strategies aimed at reducing disease burden in vulnerable populations. Source: the interaction between income and mental health conditions for subsequent physical health conditions. A nationwide Danish cohort study from 2000 to 2021. At context, health conditions and low income create dual health risks, Danish study reveals. Description: Danish study shows mental health conditions and low income independently increase physical disease risk, creating concentrated health burden in vulnerable populations. Author: AdType Organization, name GMJ Editorial Team. Publisher: AdType Organization, name GMJ News, Georgian Medical Journal. Date published: 2026-05-21. Date modified: 2026-05-21. At context: do mental health conditions relate to physical health problems? Accepted answer. Text: the Danish study tracked connections between mental health conditions and subsequent physical health conditions over 21 years, finding that mental health conditions operate as independent risk factors for developing physical health conditions. At type, question, name: why don't mental health and income amplify each other's health effects? Accepted answer. Text: according to the study findings, mental health conditions and low income operate as independent, additive risk factors rather than synergistic ones. This suggests they contribute to disease risk through separate pathways rather than amplifying each other's effects. At type, question, name: what makes Denmark's health data unique for this type of research? Accepted answer. At type, text: Denmark maintains comprehensive national health registries that allowed researchers to track individuals over the 21-year study period from 2000 to 2021, providing robust data for understanding long-term health patterns across different populations.